1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. U.S. President Donald Trump has decided to postpone attacks on Iranian power plants in hopes to reach an agreement with Speaker of Iran's parliament, Mohammad Bakir Khalibaf. This comes as a response to Tehran's threats to strike Gulf infrastructure if the U.S. attacks the Iranian power grid. On Monday, Trump said that talks about ending the war were underway, but Khalibaf said the claims were false. On Sunday, an Air Canada passenger jet collided with a fire truck while landing in New York's LaGuardia Airport, killing the pilot and the first officer. 41 passengers and crew were taken to hospitals, and 9 are still there. Nearly 600 flights were cancelled, with the remaining flights significantly delayed. Air Canada President and CEO Michael Rousseau called the collision tragic, saying, "Today is, quote, a somber day," unquote. A report published by Dalhousie University in Nova Scotia says 4,000 restaurants are expected to close down across Canada this year, based on cost trajectories and consumer behavior. Restaurants have seen a significant decline in clientele since the pandemic in 2020. During that time, many restaurants were given support from the government. However, 6 years later, the costs of goods have risen drastically. I'm Lorena Coutan-Borossian with CJLO News.
Good morning, CJ Lowe. You are listening to Unheard Of with your host, Dom. We are back with another Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. You just heard a very brief intro of Pompeii by the Steel. And I mean, we're just getting in the mood of the April Fool's spirit. I feel very excited, actually, to have a show on April Fool's Day. Normally, I'm not this patriotic for this day. I mean, my birthday is in April, and I feel like I have a lot of memories of, like, being excited for this day, just because I would be like, oh, it's April. Like, when I was a child, I was like, oh, it's going to be my birthday soon. But today, like, just the spirit of the day, I mean, the Holy Spirit, even one could say, I'm just feeling really good and feeling really excited for this episode. I also feel, even before we get into the music, I had a dream about this last night where I was dreaming that I like had my whole April Fool's Day like plan on the radio, and then all the like technology was just failing and everything was terrible. And then I like woke up from the dream and I was like, oh, finally, like it was just a dream. And then I went about my day and then I went to the radio, and then on the radio, I like spoke about my dream as I'm doing right now. But then everything went wrong again because it was just a dream again. And it was terrifying. Anyway, it was pretty scary. But let's not even talk about that, because this will go really well. First up, we have Move by Sol Seppi. This is not a new song, and I've actually known about this song for 2-ish years now. My friend put me on. Thank you, Alex. Not Alex Johnson. If you are listening, Alex Johnson, I love you, but I don't think you put me on this song. And this artist like toured with Sparkle Horse. This album came out in like 2002 or something, but this is like a really awesome song. And I don't know, I'm playing kind of like experimental, I don't even know, like electronic, like rock or whatever for the first like 3 songs. After that, we have Crash Landing by Mary in the Junkyard. Both of these artists are British, actually. So yeah, Mary in the Junkyard I've played before. This is part of a new album, but this is a single called Crash Landing. And then after that, we have Caledonia by Racecourse, which isn't new, but just on the cusp of new. So I'm playing it because it's a really cool song. And a really good album, too. It's called July, December. It came out at the end of January, I think. So yeah, without further ado, I mean, let's just get into it. This is Move by Sol Seppi.
Change. crash landing. You came in like you were done pretending. Comet face, with all of these holes I couldn't help but fall into. You opened up like a coconut. You opened up like a coconut.
CJLO is announcing the inaugural edition of Dead Air. From April 9th through 12th, CJLO is taking over La Sotorenia for 4 days of emerging music discovery. On Thursday, coming out to the Kingdom of Birds album launch with Ekka and Shunk. Friday is all-night pop with 17 Sport, Faima, Sarah Feldman, and Wicked Easy. Saturday, we're welcoming Brooklyn's Hiding Places for the launch of their album, The Secret to Good Living, where they'll be joined by CJLO faves Knitting and Sasha K. Closing out the festival is a stacked lineup of Kelly Elizabeth, Angela Beggin, and Museums. Individual tickets are available now, and a Dead Air festival pass is just $40, and that'll get you into all of the shows. Follow us at Dead Air MTL on Instagram and Dead Air Festival on Facebook. Hope to see you there.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Hi, it's Chapa Brown, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My mama said nothing good happened.
Welcome back. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and this is Dom, your host, and this is my show, Unheard Of, where I play new music and songs that I like. You just heard Caledonia by Racecourse. Before that, you heard Crash Landing by Mary in the Junkyard. And before that, you heard Move by Soul Seppi. Racecourse, that came out in the end of December, so I'm a liar. But the song before that, Crash Landing, is new single from Mary in the Junkyard, from an upcoming album. Really, really excited for that. I really like Mary in the Junkyard. Okay, next up we have Bus Stop by Meat Cube. I just discovered, like, maybe 2 minutes ago that this artist has, like, 1,000 monthly listeners, and they're from Berkeley and Oakland in California. So that's awesome for them. My friend Vienna, I don't know if you're listening, Vienna. I think you're in class, maybe, or at the gym, probably. But Meat Cube, you showed me this band. It's a lovely, lovely band and great EP. So I'm playing Bus Stop by Meat Cube. And then after that, I'll be playing Gingham Dress by Cootie Catcher, Toronto band. And then after that, I'll be playing Unessential Oils, which is a Montreal band. But this is not new, but it's called Distress the Magician. And I think it's really fun. Even though the band name is so strange, like Unessential Oils, like, makes me kind of uncomfortable. But I don't know exactly why, but I don't like it. But this is a fun song, and it's Canadian. So we'll have two Canadian and one American. I'm not going to talk anymore, honestly. I think we'll just keep going. Happy April Fool's Day, if you're just tuning in. Make sure to listen to the end of the episode, because I'll have some really fun picks near the end. This is Bus Stop by Meat Cube. And welcome back. You're listening to CJ Low 1690 AM. And I've already said my name and my show and yada, yada, yada. So if you're just tuning in now, join earlier next time. You just heard Distrust the Magician by Unessential Oils, a Montreal band. Before that, you heard Gingham Dress by Cootie Catcher, a Toronto band. And before that, you heard Bus Stop by Meat Cube. Bus Stop is from a new EP called Full. Super good. You should go check it out. Gingham Dress by Cootie Catcher is also from a new album. I think it's an album that just came out in the beginning of March. And Unessential Oils is not new at all. So whatever. But Montreal. So check them out. Up next, we have You're Right by Emma Harner. I've played Emma Harner on my show once before, and I'm like obsessed with her. I found her on Instagram. She's like a classical guitarist. She's incredible, but she always produces her songs like way too much, and it bothers me because she's always posting acoustic versions of them on like social media, and then I'm like, why are you producing it like this? And this is the first song where I'm like really into the production. It's like a sad song, but I don't really care. The next three songs are like sad folk songs, so we're in this section of my show. This happens almost every week. After Emma Harner, we have Empty Shell by Angelo D'Agostin. I think this is also from, this is from an upcoming album, I think, and this is just a single, but Angelo D'Agostin, I love, obviously, collaborated with Sufjan Stevens, one of my favorite artists, and yeah, very good folk, very silly, very good. After that, we have Try Again by Augustine May. Augustine, if you're listening, I have played you on my show literally 100 billion times. Wonderful Ottawa musician. She just released an album called Caught in the Turnstile. Go check it out. This is just a single, so she's like a machine, man. Like, just song after song and album after album. But this one is just a single, and it's called Try Again. Yeah, I mean, I have been remembering more about my dream. For those who are invested in my dream, I've been remembering even more. By the way, this dream like lasted for hours. Like it felt like hours of my life. But I also remembered all of these characters from the university residence that I live in. Grey Nun's reference, everyone was there. It was like insane. And I was having all these long conversations with all these people who I like never talked to. And I also was smoking a pipe, a specific pipe that my father gave me, but it wasn't like, it was like tobacco. Like I was like smoking tobacco in a metro station. So if that's interesting to any of you listeners, I mean, I should really be put on Dreamscapes, another CJ Low show, guys, where people talk about their dreams. I should really be put on Dreamscapes because this is a crazy dream. And there was even more to this too. I mean, I know a lot of people who've been having crazy dreams as of late. And maybe they should be analyzed by Dreamscapes. Follow Dreamscapes on Instagram. It's a very silly account. Okay. Up next, we have You're Right by Emma Harner. I'm not going to say anything else. I mean, you might want to get into like the zone for this song, because it's kind of sad, but it's very beautiful. So here we go. Thank you.
much dead and gone. To cope with your loss and pay off the cost. Oh, my love, there was no place to hide. We both know that you tried. Look down from above, find the ones that you loved, and keep them safe, keep them sound, keep them deep in your heart. You read all the masters and verses of rhyme. Joining them, you left us before your time. But time is a waste, youth preserved on your face. They say you hung from the boughs of the pines, an empty shell for your lover to find.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. On Thursday, March 26th, from 6 to 9 p.m., join us at the VAV Gallery at 1395 René Levesque for The Risk of Color, curated by Marie Kedigian. This vernissage night features artwork that explores how color can be used as an intentional tool. Then, on Friday, March 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m., come to Produit Rien at 6909 Marconi for Cambia, curated by Alexia Paz Escobar. It will be a vernissage night featuring the work of five artists gathered in a meditation on hybridism, metamorphosis, and surreal body morphing. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
Hey, radio listeners. Have you ever wondered what your favorite characters would listen to? Better yet, imagined a soundtrack for your favorite movie or book? If the answer is yes, then tune into Something for the Mood every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host Zoe, and I invite you to explore a new topic with me through music both new and old, but always funky, each week. To quote the wise words of iconic duo Chibo Motto, you got to know your chicken. And if you do, you'll tune into Something for the Mood every week. See you all there.
And welcome back. You're listening to CJ Low, 1690 AM. And we're nearing the end of my show, but we're not quite there yet. You just heard Try Again by Augustine May. Before that, you heard Empty Shell by Angelo D'Augustine. And before that, you heard You're Right by Emma Harner. I know these were all sad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I just really love sad folk music. And as my great friend Trinity just said, I like a very specific genre of sad folk. And I guess that really demonstrated itself just now. But yeah, I mean, we got a Canadian artist in there, Ottawa, Augustine May, soon to be maybe Montreal, because I think she was looking at McGill. As for university, I'm not sure. Maybe. Up next, we have Burnt Carmine by Robert Lester Folsom. This was a very anticipated album on my part. It's called If You Want to Laugh, You Gotta Cry Sometimes, which I like. And I've been playing a lot of his singles, and this album finally came out. And I like this song, Burnt Carmine. After that, we have Shoulder to Shoulder by Ula, I think is how you say it. Which is from a new album called For Then. I think that literally came out an EP actually. I think that came out 2 days ago. I listened to it at the library, I remember. I think I'm just gonna get right into it. Burnt Carmine by Robert Lester Folsom.
1, 2, 3, 4. Dreamer.
I wear it.
And welcome back. We are nearing the very end of my show. This last song was called Shoulder to Shoulder by Ula. Before that, you heard Burnt Carmine by Robert Lester Folsom. And for my last song, I'm just trying to really celebrate April Fool's Day, which is also known as National Greek Cypriot Day. And this one's for my boyfriend. I hope you will be my fool. I hope you will be my fool, Sid. And I have chosen for National Greek Cypriot Day to play the Cyprus National Anthem. And I mean, I don't think I have anything else to say, actually. I'm just going to go ahead and play it right now.
Trinity poop 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 poop